say from Sefer Avot Ma'amor Yimei HaRotzon, some say it's too simple, and others say it's too deep. The Torah is something which is extremely deep. Sometimes things are presented in a simple fashion, and they can sum up very deep. You know, for example, in Sefer Shorim, one reads, you can read it as a simple Sefer, but the people that understand well say that Sefer Shorim is the same message as three other Svarim that are Meram Chabot. There's Derech Hashem, there's Taz Tunis, and there's Kuf Lam Ches Pisri Chochma, that's the most straightforward Kabbalah Sefer. Basically, all ideas are based on these deep Kabbalah ideas, but they're brought out in a way, the Salah Chalamaisa, and setting of natural life. Yeah, it's all the same. It's just different levels of the Torah Kedusha. Torah is not Hashkapot. Mashkiach was very against the term Hashkofa. Today they say, oh, I go to Hashkofa. Hashkofa means the way I look at things. He says that that term of the way I look at the way I approach life is I don't know how you say it in German, but it's a German term. German philosophers, Hashkafat Olam, the way I outlook on life. So he decides how to look at life, which is very dangerous. We're the one who's deciding, we're not going to get anywhere. We want to know what the Torah tells us how to look at life. Torah is something which is uplifted above the limitations of the physical world, and it brings us into that great world, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're learning, even if you're learning Gemara, some people learn the Gemara trying to see what I can see in the Gemara, and they'll never get anywhere. You learn Gemara, you learn Chumash with Rashi, whatever you're learning, what is it telling me? How is it forming the right outlook in life that I should adapt for myself? If you don't understand it, then have to try to delve into deeper until I will understand it. There are other people to help you to this. David HaMelech said, Korov ato Hashem, v'chol mitzvaseh v'emet. Hashem, you are very close, and all your mitzvahs are truth. David HaMelech describing the kirva, the closeness between us and Hashem, and immediately going to the mitzvahs, which seems to be that he's saying that the kirva, the closeness between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, were done from the mitzvahs. That's why the mitzvahs are so special. They are the conduits, the tool through which, himself says that, the tathas of life is biggest by connecting with the Bible. The death of Yidabah Hashem through the mitzvah. That's the nature that Hashem gave his mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Well, yes, what's the term of mitzvah? Sefer emes, the truth. Obviously the truth. What's that true and false? It's a creation that Hashem made. Tefillin. Tefillin is true. Tefillin is something that Hashem wanted to be. A mitzvah for us. Shabbos and Hashem wanted to be. What's the shaykh, the term of emes? Not emes. So he says, no, that's what he meant to say. So the Bible is emes. You know the Rambam described it. The only thing that is truly emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that has to be. He is a Metzias that always was here and always will be here. Everything that's created is something that's temporarily here, or a special gift to give to Klal Yisrael that's permanently here. But it's not something that has to be. The emes of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The koyach of every mitzvah, when we're saying mitzvah sefer or emes, every mitzvah is emes, is mitzvah connects me to the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do the command of Hashem. By doing so, I'm connecting deeper with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is the emes of the world. I start living more in the world of emes. If you look at a mitzvah that way, if a person is from with a yarmulke, a hat, whatever he's doing, and he's living in worlds of all with himself, more power, more this, more that. That's not emes. Emes is realizing the emes of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and something that connects me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts me into the world of emes, the true values of the world. You see, and this is Parashat, that's before the Milchama, the Kohen tells everybody, don't be afraid. I mean, don't be afraid. Across the 100 meters away, they're charging after you with all the horses and the swords and the arrows. And don't be afraid, everything's alright, stay calm. He says, yeah, because Hashem Elokecha, Elokei Elokim Machanecha. Hashem is with us. We're connected to the emes of the world. They say, in the time of the world were one, or the time of the Rebbe called Rav, what's the name of Shem Harod? He told the soldiers, when you're in the heat of the battle, just say psukim that you connect to Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem. He said, scream it out. And they say that a maisa, one of the opposing armies, somebody met one of them from some opposing arms. He said, why do you Jews scream out over there? Whenever they scream at this thing, we shoot at them. The bullets never hit on top of them, to the side of them. I call upon him. That's it. That's our prayer. Our connection to Hashem. That brings us a victory in every situation in life, whether it be the war against an enemy, the challenges that we have in our day-to-day life. So this is what we're saying about the mitzvahs. It connects a nitzus shel emes taliba. There's no mitzvah in the world that if a person doesn't do it, cannot connect them to emes. Someone told me about a nice of That was one of the Rebbe's, American, Russian Rebbe's. There's a boy that Achmarzal was going off the Derev. So he told him, I want you to do one thing. I know you're going further away from Yiddishkeit. I want one minute that we have in our Kielich of Yimakai. On Friday, we don't take Tachim.
You guys think you're lucky that is for sugar?
That is that, I don't know. I'm not playing the Dabin with that one. I think Tachim, that for sure. Anyway, I'm about to get the kid went completely off. And then one time he started thinking, 1 second, I promised the Rebbe, I'm not going to say Kastan on Friday. I said, I don't know what he wants from me. And he started thinking to himself, you know what? He must mean that I'm not saying Tachim, that I am down in the wrist. What was it, not saying Tachim? So he started out, and little by little came there. That's one mitzvah can bring a person down. So the good Zem is there. We have to appreciate it. Sometimes we zazel, this mitzvah, other mitzvah. Every mitzvah is super powerful. That's the Torah creation. Every part of Torah, every mitzvah we have, even if the person doesn't feel it, he should know it makes a change in himself. Even if the person works at the Sukkim and gets a certain level of clarity, we have to know that we have, even though our goal is for Kiruv, to get close to Hashem, we have situations of refocusing. That is, as Golos, we are right now still in Golos, even though we're in Israel, which is a wonderful place. We are the only surviving, I don't want to use the word, but just using it. We're the only real, oh yeah, they are Israel, the only real, like I call them, secular term Zionists. I just read an article, Rob himself wrote, almost 50 years ago, 48 years ago, and he said, 48 years ago already, he described 25 years after the established state. We're the only ones that really connected to Israel, because we're willing to give up all the comforts and the pleasures and the wealth of Kutzlaris, because we have our ideals here. We have Akshin Tashem being done. And the level we're doing it only over here. And he says, the bankruptcy of the secular Zionists, the children, they send them to America, to Europe, to get some more education. Before you know it, the kids marry out women from Kutzlaris. The whole Zionist is, Zionism they have, it's not something inside the heart. It's external idea. It's not real. There's no real keshet. They happen to be born over. We have something very deep to the Torah and the mitzvahs that connects us to the Shkodol. That's supposed to connect us to one another. We're part of the Am Hashem. He says that if the person has clarity where he is, he's in a good state. And that's really what Tisha B'Av is about. Tisha B'Av is the introduction, the kiruv of post-Tisha B'Av, the Nechamas, and Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur. The process has to start with the Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av, we put ourselves down to reality. We start saying, why I'm so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's do a drop more. And that's a fake error. That's how we're still in post-Fulah, basically. The Gula has not come. We're still in Golas. We don't have the Baruch HaKadosh, we don't have the Gula, we don't have Shos HaShrina, we don't have the Mitzvah. We're pretty far away. We have to know that. Because if we're not honest with ourselves and make-believe world, we can't get anywhere. We live in the real world of reality. Once we get to that point, we have to create clarity. We're in Golas. We don't have the Mitzvah. We don't have the Shos HaShrina. But Itchani, Hashem is still with us, even though we're in Golos. Oh, now we know where we're standing. That's what he says. Worse than being Rochak is being in a state of Ibud Cheshvan. He doesn't have any clarity where he's, you know, where he's holding. He thinks he's wild, super close to us. He goes every night on the mountaintop and puts a guitar, smoking cannabis, and he feels the holiest guy in the world. Why? He'll never, and no hope. He's close to Kodesh Bo, doing his own ability. Worshipping himself, not trying to find out where she wants from. Yeah. When he wakes up and he realizes that, you know what, I'm not there yet. I have a long way to go. And feels bad about it. There's a long way to go. Then he really left that state of no cheshbon. Everything's after. He has an halach. That's the first yitzud of the eminent believer. That's the first part of truth in his heart. That's what Tisha B'Av is called, the moye. We don't say tachon in Tisha B'Av, because that's a starting point. Being out of whack completely to knowing where we're holding. There is a distance there. We know where we are. The person is lost in the desert. He has no idea where he is. His chances of survival are very small. If he knows exactly where he is, but he knows the whole trip, if he knows exactly how to get there, much better chance of survival.
Yeah.
So he's saying, at the XM, when you hear a shmuz, you hear a droshen, a citation, speech, has speech, but words of physics, the person comes out and says, oh, I knew that before. Oh, he said, it's too much for me, I don't understand. You connect, you got to hear out. But even if the idea is a new, you have to think, how does this connect to me? Is this idea that I'm fully living by, I'm not living by. When he's able to be mighty, to take out of the words that he heard, and include this image for himself, then he got something out of that. To make a difference how fantastic it sounds, or how dull it sounds. What did I take out of it?
And that's the curse of Torah.
The curse of Torah is that every part of Torah has something to this image, the point of truth. We have very psukim that sounds like Hashem is doing physical things. Ayer da Hashem al-Har Sinai. Hashem went down to Asina, not a person that goes down and go up. So the Rambam, Rav Ruchem, explains all these places. It's just using words that are easy for us to understand. It has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Hashem. But Yerah Asina didn't mean he went down. He revealed himself. The Marami Prat says like this, Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world, the center of the universe is a human being. We are the ones who are, the world was created for, and we are the ones that have built it. Everything is measured according to the level of human being, the state of humanity. And the Mele tells the same thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Tzedek Dibbis, the Klal Yisrael, Savada, he went down. Hashem is not an entity that goes up with him. But in relation to Klal Yisrael, there was a Messiah that Hashem Yoreh Le'Elav. Hashem Kaviyokum lowered himself towards us. That's the way we relate to it. We're not describing Hashem himself. We're describing the relationship between us and Hashem. Hashem did this tremendous chesed. Kaviyokum went down to us. Hashem basically coming down to Asina was bringing out his chesed. The whole world is for us to do everything possible. So this is what life is all about. And this is what we want to work out a little bit in Elul. It's not just to look for fiducia, to open up our eyes more and to feel more. Emes of the world, recognition of every mitzvah we do. I have small books in art, and it's a very powerful tool that Hashem gave us to this character. We have very good away from us. She used this week to appreciate more the mitzvahs we do. Yitzhak tells us, oh, you're dominant until I have to dominate it. I can't do that, Yitzhak. Appreciate my dominant more. I realize it's a revolt. If I appreciate it more, I will put more credit into the Mosi Adashma. Maybe we should work on the first Baruch Hashem Esrei. Say every word in the first Baruch Hashem Esrei. Not by Risha, it's not Shlep Adam. Come on. We are the greatest Baruch Hashem Esrei. The God of our forefathers. We are ourselves in Toivin. It's only after this is good for us. We are not always in charge of heaven. We are the greatest Baruch Hashem Esrei. We are the greatest Baruch Hashem Esrei.